This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1998. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded September 6th, Antarctica, Argentina, Ascension, Australia, Bahamas, Brazil, Chad, Colombia, Cuba, Hong Kong, India, international waters, Iraq, Ireland, Korea North, Mexico, New Zealand, Oklahoma, Oman, Romania, Russia, Sudan, Taiwan, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. I wonder if shortwave signals are attracted to ice. What's left of it? During his transatlantic cruise, Walt Samaniev from British Columbia was in QAQORTAQ Greenland on August 27th and says, I was very pleased to hear Antarctica from Greenland. LRA 36, 15476, August 27th at 1844 with some snippets of audio. He says, I never hear them on the West Coast. Are they really 10 kilowatts? I suspect much less. Last week we were observing that Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, Antarctica, had been active not only on weekdays but on Saturday and Sunday. And that has continued, and in fact, they seem to have expanded their schedule every day of the week, but it's almost nothing but music. There have been many observations of it. Of course, it's still very difficult to hear on a receiver direct, but many employ remote receivers. One who does both and can sometimes hear it direct in Spain is Manuel Mendez, and he reports, as of August 30th, it's been on the air since last week every day, instead of only some days, Tuesdays and Thursdays. But the program format has changed, now only nonstop Latin American songs. And without the program, Llevando Esperanza, which had two or three female announcers and a male, the usual time between 12:30 and 20:00 UT. That program lasted about 2 hours from 13 to 15, repeated at 18 to 20. But it was still on the air, August 30th at 19:10, with nonstop Latin American songs. Dan Robinson in Maryland prefers the Pardinho Kiwi site in São Paulo, Brazil. By September 4th, Wednesday, he says he tuned in at 19:30 UT, measured on 15475.98. Best in USB, but surprisingly good also in AM with straight music. Apparently their new format. No IDs heard, at least at the outset. And by the way, the Pardinho site is crowded these days because of others trying to hear Antarctica. Bruce Churchill in California recommends the remote receiver in Iceland, designated TF4011, in order to hear Antarctica. A little later that same day at 2028 UT, after a lot of music, he did hear a short announcement in Spanish at 2030. He says Esperanza Base and Iceland are on the gray line at 2045. So best reception should be from that receiving site between 2030 and 21 UT. Bruce and Dan kept on monitoring and found that it was still on the air past 23 UT, September 4th, says Bruce Churchill, as they were waiting for it to fade out or sign off. As I mentioned last week, the B-19 HFCC conference was held in Buenos Aires, hosted by RAI. And we have some early reports on that from the GRA blog in Argentina. As we might expect, RAI has said it wants to reclaim its shortwave frequencies. They've used historically, even though they don't have a transmitter working currently. You remember what they were? 6060, 9690, 11710, and 15345. However, they're still looking into the possibility of getting a new transmitter from Continental. But meanwhile, we can still hear them better via the WRMI relays, including English at 01 UT 5 nights a week on 9395. Last week, it seemed that Unique Radio, our affiliate in New South Wales, would be off the air indefinitely. But in only a few days, Tim Gaynor had fixed the problem and announced he would resume broadcasting on Monday, September 2nd. Originally, it was on 5045 in the local daytime and then switching to 3210 at night, but initially he said he was going to stay on 5045 and see how that works. But check both frequencies to be sure. The World of Radio Time seemed to have resumed alternate Saturdays at 10 UT, such as September 14th. Every Monday at 09:30 and 11:30, and Tuesdays, two episodes in a row at 08 until 09. As for Australia's other private shortwave, Radio 4KZ, on 5055, Chris Smolensky in Westminster, Maryland, says, I'm hearing it at 10:57 UT with an SIO-222 using a net SDR and a 670-foot horizontal Skyloop antenna from around 09 UT with a carrier and fading back out around 11:03. That was on September 4th. The Bahamas has no shortwave stations and only two medium-wave stations, Z and S, so all ears were on 1540, if possible, for the home station in Nassau, which certainly was covering the hurricane hit, but it was just outside the range where it was causing a problem. Not so Freeport, where ZNS3 had been on 810 kilohertz. Now, the 1540 station normally has a very deep null toward the United States, but it should have gone non-directional during this emergency. There were some reports of it being heard in Florida. I'm not sure if those were unusual or not. I tried to hear it way out here in Oklahoma, but of course could not pull it in past any interference, even if it was non-directional. John, the VORW, was hearing 1540 in central Florida with nonstop coverage of the hurricane impact. As for 810 in Freeport, it was lower powered to start with and listed with a gospel format, so they may have been more interested in praying than in actual news. After Dorian had battered Grand Bahama by September 4th, 810 seemed to be off the air out of Freeport, says Ivan, NO2CW, near Miami, FB of the medium wave circle. RNA Brasilia unexpectedly activated 6180 for a day or two in early September, instead of 11780, but soon resumed that, as we heard it around 21 UT on September 4th. Wolfgang Büschel says, in our German TV and radio programs, we've heard reports from Brazil about ceasing all public radio services like Radio Nacional and plans of President Bolsonaro to sell these national radio and TV programs to private Brazilian media corporations and thus to dismiss broadcasters at state stations who are considered disloyal. We also had a recent report that Radio Inconfidencia had reactivated its 15190 channel from Belo Horizonte, Brazil, but Manuel Mendez in Spain says as of August 31st it had been reactivated for only a few days and had been missing again for a few days as of August 31st. Filed under Chad Non as a target broadcast, Radio Andrasan International is reported with an unscheduled transmission via Wolverton, UK, September 4th at 07 UT on 12050, a fairly good signal for Evo in Bulgaria in the Canary language. Now, 12050 is on their schedule between 19 and 21 UT via Wolverton, so we don't know for sure if that was a mistake. However, Evo Ivanov follows up later about that observation. There may have been a site switch between or at 0730 during that hour. He's not sure whether it was Wolverton or Ascension before or after, since the signal dropped down at 0730 at his location. There might be another such new transmission at 18 to 19 UT on 9775 to be checked. Until then, and perhaps continuing, are the regularly scheduled Radio Indrasan broadcasts at 05 to 06 on 5960 and at 06 to 07 on 7415, both via Ascension, and 19 to 21 on 12050 via Wolverton. It's nice to receive a detailed and definite report of a medium wave harmonic from Colombia's only almost shortwave station. Yes, it's Radio Huellas, HJNT in Cali, from Brett Saylor in central Pennsylvania. He reports it on August 30th, measured on 2940.11. This was with preaching at 1028, praise, music, and worship, parallel to their web stream. Classic Gray Lion reception, but it soon faded out at his local sunrise. He also heard a domestic harmonic, which is one which is currently active, on exactly 2900 WREL, Lexington, Virginia, 2x1450 with Fox Sports. And he got a definite ID from that one as well, from between 1045 and 1115. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. This report from Eric Fetters-Walp in Lake Stevens, Washington, who says he's a long-time listener who recently resumed shortwave listening. At 2258 UT, August 30th, I stopped on a carrier on 11950, what was about to sign on. At 2300, I heard the familiar synthesized female voice of HM01 reciting numbers. Rather unusual for that frequency, and lo and behold, just a half minute later, Radio Havana programming in Spanish replaced the numbers station. Somebody pressed the wrong button. Thing else wrong I can report is that the Radio Cuba transmitters are back to transmitting some FM spurs. The China relay on 9790, August 31st at 0348, was extremely strong, up to 50 over 9. This perhaps encouraged an FM-ish spur to appear about 11 to 12 kilohertz below. It was somewhat readable if tuned in the FM mode. But much worse was the resumption of a panoply of FM spurs coming out of the 13700 transmitter in our mornings. I had not heard any of these for many months, even though I checked the band almost every morning around before or after 14 UT. There they were, September 3rd at 1337, at intervals of approximately 65 kilohertz above and below 13700, obviously coming out of that transmitter and not the other one on 13740. Each of these, especially the stronger ones, were 10 to 11 kilohertz wide, but quite readable if tuned in the FM mode. The frequencies were 13825 to 836, 13758 to 772, 13626 to 637, 13562 to 13572, and a trace down around 13500. And after 1400, I looked for some more on the higher side and was also hearing it on 13894 to 903 and a trace around 13963. Radio Marti, of course, is mainly talk, news, and polemics, but they do have some musical programming. Richard Langley in California ran across a nice jazz program UT Friday, August 30th at 0430 in progress, best on 7335 and parallel 7435 and 6030. Alan Robe will be adding it to his Music on Shortwave schedule. Checking the website, he sees it is scheduled UT Tuesday through Saturday at 04 until 05, called Tu Eres la Música. Basically, it's about the history of creators and performers of Cuban music. Roger in Germany says this and other programs are available online, but they are not in stereo. Another one is Postmoderno, which, for example, featured the music of Celia Cruz. It was scheduled Saturdays and Sundays at 11 p.m. That is UT Sundays and Mondays at 0300. You're listening to the non-commercial, non-communist, non-corporate, non-religious, non-hyped DX program, World of Radio, number 1998. Our thanks this week for financial support from Steve McGreevy in California, for a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. An announcement from China Plus via Hans-Jörg Biener says the first national radio service for the Guangdong, Hong Kong, and Macau Greater Bay Area started September 1st with a launch ceremony in Beijing for Radio the Greater Bay Area, as it is in English. It's under the China Media Group, 21 hours a day on FM 101.2 and AM 1215, focusing on finance, tech, and innovation, info on entrepreneurship and employment in Cantonese, Hakka, and Chaoshan dialects used by people in the area. Of course, the timing of this makes us suspect it has something to do with the recent unrest in Hong Kong. The medium wave frequency already exists, so in IRCA, Nick Hall-Patch says, is this a reassignment of Zhongguo Huaxia Zhisheng, that is CNR7 Voice of Old China, which was for the Zhujiang Delta area, Guangdong? On DX India, Joe's Jacob says, very recently, 21 shortwave transmitters of All India Radio have been shut down permanently. These include, with their night and day frequencies, Kurseong 50 kilowatts, 4895 and 7230, Mumbai 100 kilowatts, external service 7340 and 11935, Port Blair, Andaman Islands, 10 kilowatts, 4760 and 7390, and Shillong 50 kilowatts, 7315 and 4970. But that doesn't add up to 21, so we wonder what the others are. Ron Howard comments on this very sad news. For example, if we hear an All India Radio station on 4760, we'll know for sure it is Leh, since Port Blair is gone. Also, he notes that Shillong 4970 was one of his favorite stations, the strongest regional on the band, one that I enjoyed for many years. I love the fact that they gave so many local IDs. During hurricane season, it's well worth monitoring the Hurricane Watch Network on ham radio. The major frequencies are 14325 USB and 7268 LSB. I've tried to do this, but haven't heard much, perhaps due to poor propagation. You might hear weather information in English and or Spanish. And check the website where they were publishing a summary of that net's activity. It's www.hwn.org. Mike Cooper sends an AP story, Dateline Baghdad, September 2nd. Iraqi authorities have suspended the license of a U.S.-funded TV station for 3 months after airing a program on alleged corruption within Iraq's Sunni and Shiite religious establishments. The investigative report that was aired on Al Hurra reported that senior religious figures are benefiting from businesses as a result of their connections with the state. The report triggered an outcry on social media, with some politicians demanding the station's offices in Iraq be closed down. Al Hurra described its report as fair, professional, and balanced. Europirate Laser Hot Hits is often assumed to be coming from somewhere in Ireland on 6205. Walt Salmaniv was monitoring it during his cruise. He says he did hear it August 17th at 12:30 with a fair to good signal while it was in the English Channel, but it was not heard at all during 3 days in Ireland, Cork, Dublin, and Belfast. He says, I was expecting a much better signal from them. I was doubting the Irish transmitter site, as I heard no ground wave anywhere along the entire south, east, and north side of Ireland. Rick Barton in Arizona reports excellent reception of North Korea on 2850. That's the only broadcast station intentionally in the 105-meter band, KCBS. This was September 1st at 12:45 with dialogue in Korean, some pips at the top of the hour. And he says he was able to use his outdoor antenna for a change after some violent electrical storms. Excellent signal. but they were not playing their usual sappy, saccharine vocal music. The following is a monumental piece of research. Tim Hall has contacted or attempted to contact or find the websites or Facebook info about just about every medium wave station in Mexico. He's tracking the fast-changing medium wave scene there, and for the first time, IRCA has published a new edition of the Mexican Log, free, online, and interactive, although you may pay a few dollars if you like for a printed copy. Look for the download link at the website www.ircaonline.org. That's the 2019 Mexican Log in PDF. On September 5th, I was surprised to find New Zealand 6170 at an unscheduled time, 0543 UT. I guess they're on that frequency instead of 9700 during the 05 to 06 hour. No, they were also on 9700, so they're running both transmitters for a change. This was probably one of their anomalous maintenance tests on Thursdays. I kept listening and found that 9700 kept going a couple of minutes after 06 UT. That was unusual. By when the other transmitter had switched to where it was supposed to be, 5945. Both of those were on the air at the same time for a couple of minutes, and then only on 5945. The mess on DTV Channel 17 in Enid I described last week, many broken up channels from the 3ABN satellite network, has been repaired, but there's something still very wrong. It no longer identifies as K17JND as in Enid, even though that's obviously where it's still transmitted from, but instead KCYHLD, which is their parent station on the other side of Oklahoma in Ardmore. And now we're only getting a few channels up through number 9, three of them being audio only. Radio Sultanate of Oman had been missing from its only known shortwave frequency for some weeks, 9620. But Manuel Mendez in Spain was hearing it again on August 30th. It came on at 14:30 amid an English hour, which is supposed to be from 14 until 15, and then into Arabic. On August 31st, it came on right at 1400 in English, 1505 into Arabic. We can't really depend on that entire first hour being in English. Sometimes it's in Arabic. 9620 is supposedly scheduled until 2200. Although, as Ivo Ivanov points out, there are other stations at parts of that span, also on 9620, India and Iran. Roberto Scaglioni forwarded a press release, which we got translated, thanks to Google, into English, from the union representing workers at Radio Romania International. Headline, Do Not Destroy Radio Romania International. It went into a lot of detail about how the powers that be wanted to do so in a budget cut. Alan Pennington in the British DS Club said it was from the Romanian Union of Journalists voicing their concerns that because of a 10 mega lei budget cut, approximately 2 mega pounds, RRI's shortwave transmissions could be closed. Of course, this caused great concern among shortwave listeners, but a follow-up as of September 2nd from Christian Mucanu in Romania via bclnews.it says, My friends at RRI answered my mail, and I was pleased to read this. The board of the Romanian Radio Society rejected the proposal of closing down any shortwave or medium-wave broadcasts or disrupting in any way production of radio programming. Instructed the Management Council and the President General Manager to reduce costs in other areas, and the President General Manager to take all the required measures in order to ensure funding for the society. Meanwhile, the last few days in August, quite a number of RRI transmissions had been missing, at least one transmitter at each of their major sites off the air, possibly just coincidental. So it seems we may relax about that, although Stephen Luce in Houston, Texas says, I don't think we've heard the last of this. The Romanian government controls the purse strings and could replace the board if it wanted to. Cuts can be proposed elsewhere, which will cause backlash from others. Preserving one part of the organization will mean sacrificing other parts. I'm surprised RI has lasted this long on shortwave, given the budget problems the government has been dealing with in recent years. We could still see reductions in shortwave output in order to accommodate budget cuts. The North American beams would be a prime target, given online options. Russia may be carrying out some DRM tests, as they had planned to resume some shortwave for the remote Siberian area of Chukotia. Ivo Ivanov, observer in Bulgaria, says, effective September 5th, there are some changes in the mystery Russian DRM transmission schedule, believed to be 100 kilowatts from Komsomolsk na Amure, between 20 and 03 UT, on 12025, instead of from 20 until 10 UT, at 03 until 10 on 15735. Also still a propagation test between 20 and 10 on 11615 with 250 kilowatts. Via Mike Cooper, The Telegraph reports September 3rd that Sudanese nationals are set to hear BBC broadcasts on domestic radio for the first time in nearly a decade after the country's transitional government ended a ban on the station's Arabic service. QSL collectors may be familiar with a Chinese person going by the Western name of Jonathan Short, who says he's been a QSL manager for certain stations, China Huayi, Voice of Jinling, and even from Taiwan, Fuxing Broadcasting Station. Now via BCDX, we have news that Fuxing denies that this foreign person is authorized to be their QSL manager. That's thanks to Takahito Akabayashi in Tokyo. Mike Cooper forwards Washington Post obituaries of August 29th, including two people at Voice of America. Akbar Ayazi, 65, an Afghan-born VOA journalist who had directed the agency's South and Central Asia division, died of lung cancer and pneumonia August 25th at the age of 65. And a name I remember, Philomena Jury, the White House correspondent from the Nixon to the Reagan administrations, died July 26th in Pennsylvania at 91. Fortunately, we now know that Hurricane Dorian did not affect WRMI. We have noted that WBCQ has taken note of the hurricane, however, first reported by Harold Froge in Michigan, the 9330 transmitter, September 2nd, between 21 and past 22 UT, was relaying NOAA weather radio from Daytona Beach with all their information about the hurricane as it was scraping along Florida. I've continued to hear a very weak signal there, above or below 9330, and certainly not the superstation, so I guess WBCQ may continue relaying weather radio, perhaps up into Georgia, South, and North Carolina, but not confirmed. Two major DX gatherings are taking place the first weekend in September, the European DX Council in Andorra and the International Radio Club of America in Seattle. If anyone at either place is listening to us now, our greetings and have a good time. The propagation alert from Boulder issued September 2nd. G2 moderate storm levels expected September 27th and 28th, with A and K indices reaching 40, 4, and 6. But until September 25th, only 5 and 2, or 8 and 3, while solar flux should remain very low, 68 or 67, the rest of September. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1998. Glenn Hauser hoping you found the program informative, with a standard disclaimer.